It's Walk the Talk indeed. Our weekly favour focuses on something a little different this week. And following the mayhem and the looting of the past few weeks, 66,000 learners from the independent school group Cura Holdings have initiated a movement they're calling hashtag hope to heal. So as we try to rebuild South Africa, they want to send a message to all of us, right? To all South Africans, to evoke the spirit of Mzansi. We've got the corporate services executive at Cura Holdings, Mari Latekhan. Mari, a very good morning to you this morning. Tell me about hashtag hope to heal. What do you hope to achieve with it?
Good morning, Bongani. It's good to talk to you. We were very aware of the fact that as we are faced with death and destruction on a daily basis, and especially in the past few weeks, that we had to look to something, that the country needs something to create some hope. And there's not better hope than in the eyes and the stories of our children. So what we would like the country to join in is to start talking about the hope for tomorrow and to hear the voices of the youngsters. Our future lies in their energy, their passion, and their love for this country. And I think if they tell their stories and what they, what they need from us as adults in this time, we can move forward. We can actually give one step in front of the other to continue.
So you've done this in the form of a video with some of your learners playing and singing. Tell me more about what you are trying to do and what you are hoping other South Africans will pick up from this Hope to Heal movement.
Yes. So we started with a bit of a creative process where we took some of our learners and they performed a rendition of the legendary anthem What we then did is we mixed it with their voices in terms of, their ideas for the future. What we are hoping that other South Africans would do is to join us and use the hashtag Hope to Heal and tell us what they are doing in their communities and to help to heal. So for us, it is turning hope into help. And over time, building that to make a small difference in the communities where we are.
And for people who want to watch the video, we'll try and play a clip of it as we close out the show today. But for anyone who wants to watch the video, where can they do so?
They can go to the Cura Create YouTube channel and they'll find the video there.
Cura Create YouTube channel. Mari Latekhan, appreciate your time. Corporate Services Executive at Cura Holdings. Through their learners, they've come up with this video and they want to send a message that perhaps we can live in a different country. And of course, that doesn't ignore the problems we have, but it says maybe we'll look at the glasses half full instead of half empty.